President Bush has announced his latest cabinet nomination, this time for the Department of Health and Human Services. The president tapped Mike Leavitt, who is now head of the Environmental Protection Agency. He would take over the post vacated by former Secretary Tommy Thompson. Speaking at the White House, the president said Leavitt was the right leader to carry out his second-term agenda.
In this new term, we will implement the first-ever prescription drug benefit for seniors under Medicare. We will expand federal cooperation with faith-based groups that provide essential services, such as counseling and treatment for addictions. We will continue pursuing the great promise of medical research, always ensuring that the work is carried out with vigor and moral integrity. We will not relent in our efforts to protect the American people from disease and the use of disease as a weapon against us.
President Bush speaking at the White House earlier this morning. Joining me to discuss Mike Leavitt's nomination is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
What can you tell us about Mike Leavitt?
He has been at EPA again for just over a year. He replaced Christy Todd Whitman there. He is 53 years old. He was a three-term governor of Utah. He actually served 11 years in that particular job. Most salient here, I think, is his experience at EPA. And he gets mixed reviews there. Certainly, he is one of those cabinet officers who can be described as a friend of George W. Bush, a loyalist to the president. He has received some praise from environmentalists who say he is more engaged in the issues and more ready to listen than his predecessor there was, Christy Todd Whitman. But again, their concern is that while he talks about trying to find middle ground, he has been the kind of EPA administrator who largely ultimately sides with industry and favors those quote-unquote market-based solutions.
Well, does his nomination come as a surprise?
It absolutely does. We had all figured that the person with the inside track on this job is Dr. Mark McClellan. McClellan is a familiar name in this White House because his brother, Scott McClellan, is the president's press secretary. And McClellan has headed the Food and Drug Administration. Currently, he runs the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and really has been considered a prime candidate. But the White House says he had other work to do, important work to do in that current job. So Leavitt gets this call.
And what challenges might Mike Leavitt face if he is indeed confirmed as head of Health and Human Services?
Very large ones. This is a big agency, 67,000 employees, and it's an agency with a budget squeeze. So it's being asked to do a lot, do more even with less. And there is the prescription drug benefit that the president mentioned. That is a very controversial piece of legislation, so he'll have to get that implemented among the many things he'll have to do.
Well, Mike Leavitt's nomination leaves just one vacancy in the second-term cabinet. That's Secretary of Homeland Security after Bernard Carrick's abrupt withdrawal late Friday. Any update there?
The White House only says they're moving forward. They're aggressively looking for a new candidate to replace Carrick as the nominee, and that they hope to move very quickly. There's certainly speculation about the kind of people they could pick. Former FEMA head Joe Albaugh, who's very close to the president and has been vetted in the past. But again, no news as to when we will get an announcement there.
Thanks very much, Don. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.